Yeah, I just gave him a day off, Mark. You know, he's played a lot of football. So, yeah, he'll be out there tomorrow. Yeah, he'll be ready to go. Yeah.
Will said he's pretty hopeful that he'll be able to play on Sunday. He practiced fully yesterday. He said on the injury report. Do you expect him to be on the field Sunday?
Yeah, I would see him being ready to go on Sunday.
I know a lot of your players do a lot of charitable things, but what did you think about Deshaun helping out the people that work in the stadium?
Yeah, you're right about our players. Our players do a lot of great things in the community. And you know, a lot of the people who work so hard for us behind the scenes, especially the people in the cafeteria, I mean, they're here at 4:30 in the morning. And some of those people in the Harvey, they lost everything. And a number of our players, you know, donated money to help them. And then, you know, he gave his game check, which is incredible. But that's the type of guy he is. He's a first-class guy.
Deshaun's made a lot of dynamic plays with his leg and certainly fun for fans, but how important is it that he values winning from the pocket and winning from his arm? Because some guys, it'd be easy to just take the 5 yards that are in front of you and not have that emphasis, but for him it seems like when he runs to throw.
Yeah, he does, and that's a very that's such a positive thing for a quarterback, because that adds another dimension that the defense has to deal with. I mean, defensively, I would assume it's, you know, just from obviously seeing who we have to go against, you know, obviously this week with Marcus and, you know, in the past, you know, Cam Newton, some of the guys that we've had to go against, you know, it's very difficult to defend a guy that can throw, that throws first and is a very good runner, you know, that has a good arm, has a good understanding of coverage. Look, Deshaun's a rookie. He's going to keep learning, and he hasn't even come close to reaching his full potential, but he is a guy that really, really thinks about throwing the football way before he thinks about taking off.
Well, Dory Jackson, how much does his speed add a lot to what you see from the Titans, and just how big a backer is he?
Yeah, he's a very challenging guy to deal with. He's very challenging. He's one of the better punt returners I've seen in a while. He's and kickoff returner. You know, every time he touches it, he's got a chance to take it the whole way, you know, back for a touchdown. So, you know, we've got to be aware of that. We have to do a great job in that area. Because he's a dangerous guy. He's quick. He's elusive. The other day he jumped over a guy. I mean, he's got great athletic ability. He's a dangerous guy.
Bill, with so many injuries here in the early part of the season and as play caller on offense, have you been limited to what you've been able to do first 3 weeks, and now that you're starting to get healthy and potentially have Will back on Sunday, could be able to open things up a little bit more, or is there more available to you, I guess, as a player?
Yeah. I mean, I felt like we opened it up against New England. I mean, I really did. I thought we had, you know, but we didn't have Fuller, obviously, but, you know, we're adding to what we do every week. But obviously having a full complement of players helps you do that, you know, guys that have been in the system. And that's, you know, as we move along here, we move forward. You know, I think you'll see us, you know, do more and more. Maybe that's the wrong way to say that, but just add more to the package of what we're doing. But it's good to have everybody back, or getting close to having everybody back.
That also is like Deshaun having just more time with this first team offense, working with some guys to be able to do more things within the realm of playbook.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the chemistry of being able to work with Will now, who's been out since training, you know, early in training camp, is a big thing. You know, obviously Hop was out, like I said, a couple of days ago during training camp. He's, you know, Deshaun's worked with Hop quite a bit, but having Will back in there, Deshaun's now worked with Bruce for a while, Braxton for a while. You know, just even relative to the offensive line, you know, how he communicates things to them. I mean, all of those things, Griffin, Anderson, the backs, all of those things, you know, as it, you know, the more and more you work with each other, the better it gets.
Deshaun, who, you know, you've said it before, he seems mature beyond his years, and he makes a lot of exciting plays, passing game, running game. But he is a rookie, and then, you know, he'll have the rookie mistake and throws a pick.
Yeah.
What is it like working with a young quarterback like that?
Yeah, he's great to work with. I don't know any other way to say it. I mean, he's a great guy. It's a great quarterback room. I mean, Tom has done an unbelievable job of helping him. I think Sean Ryan and Patty O'Hara, they do a great job with the guy. But he himself is fun to work with. I mean, he's a smart guy. He's got great questions. He's got great suggestions. He's a very smart football player. He learns very quickly. You know, he's going to make his share of mistakes. So a lot of people do, you know, but, you know, rookie quarterbacks, it's not easy. You know, now you go from that defense that you saw last week, you know, Cincinnati, New England. Now you're adding another defensive, you know, scheme, strategy, way to defend you with Tennessee. It's going to be different. They're a different defense, you know. So, you know, he'll learn and you know, hopefully we can do a good job of taking care of the ball, playing well around him, and he'll keep getting better and better.
How has the challenge for young quarterbacks changed over the years? Because for some of the advantages, like changes to the rules, defensive pass interference, stuff like that, schemes maybe get more complex, you know, there's less practice time. How is it different being a rookie quarterback in 2017 versus maybe 2007 or 1997?
I think you just said a few of the things that make it a lot different. You know, I think, you know, I can remember talking to veteran quarterbacks that came into the league in the early 2000s where they saw basically three or four coverages, cover two, cover one, cover four, and cover three. And now, fast forward to where we are now, I mean, we're getting ready for 17 different coverages against Tennessee, you know, in different situations. I mean, just a lot of different things that they do. And then obviously the rules of the game have changed. You know, the rules relative to the passing game in the last 15 to 20 years have changed a lot. You know, it's a passing league in some ways. I still think you have to run the football and you have to be able to defend a run. But at the end of the day, if you don't have a passing game, you're going to have a hard time winning close games. And so the rules, you know, I think definitely tend to support the offense over the defense relative to only being able to hit a guy with 5 yards or less, you know, from the line of scrimmage, things like that. So I think that the coaching's gotten a lot better and more sophisticated in college. So a lot of these guys are ready to play a little bit earlier. But I think relative to the rules and the things that you talked about, I think that's exactly right.
There's been a lot of negative circumstances totally outside of Deshaun's control, entering a game at halftime his first game, then playing 4 days later essentially with no tight ends, and going to New England on the road, all those things. And is it an asset you think he possesses that he just doesn't look at any of that stuff, just goes about whatever it is we need to do?
Yeah, he definitely doesn't look at it the way, you know, that you phrase the question. I mean, he sees everything as a positive. I mean, I think that he is, you know, he's a very positive guy. He's a very competitive guy, but he sees everything as an opportunity. I've heard him say to you guys quite a bit, he tries to get 1% better every day. I mean, he really does. I mean, today he was working on certain things out there. You know, yesterday it was something else. I mean, he really takes a lot of pride in what he does, and he sees everything as an opportunity. I don't think he sees anything as a negative when it comes to football.
You guys are on to Tennessee, the New England games behind you, but you know, after 3 years of, as you've put it, the offense has struggled, you guys go up and drop 33 points. That's the second highest point total you guys have had since you've been here as head coach. I mean, is there a part of that that feels like it reinforces the conviction that you have in your system and yourself, what you guys are doing offensively?
I mean, I think we believe in what we're doing. I mean, it hasn't always been perfect. And, you know, I think we have strong beliefs in what we do. I think we believe in our players. There's good chemistry between the coaches and the players. We practice hard. The players know that we work very hard to put together game plans. Some game plans have been better than others, overall, I think we're getting better on offense. You know, we're getting healthier. We're getting better. And, you know, hopefully that continues.